I would encourage all students to join the TIP program and take advantage of all the resources we have here at the TIP program. There's a lot of resources, whether it is from helping you with your resume, with the interview process, with the connections with the company. It's very important for students to have work experience before they graduate and go out to the real world.
Hi, I'm Jen Kamuf, and I'm the student programs owner for IBM Canada. Essentially, I own the program that brings in over 500 students annually into our co-op, our internship, student on-call, summer employment positions within IBM Canada. IBM continues to have a wonderful relationship with York University. They are definitely on the top of our lists in terms of, you know, schools that we recruit the most from annually in both new graduate, co-op, and internships. Fantastic students that really come prepared to their work terms. You know, generally speaking, they go above and beyond with their work terms as well. They bring analytical skills, excellent teaming skills. They always have phenomenal resumes, thanks to their Career Center. And overall, they're really fantastic to work with.
My name is Damien McCabe. I'm a 2010 graduate from York University. I graduated from the Information Technology program with a minor in business. I spent 12 months of my undergrad here at York working for IBM. There I worked as a social media coordinator on a project for a social networking site on IBM.com. I worked there as a development lead as well as a community manager for that site, interacting with IBM's customers and people who use IBM software in their day-to-day development responsibilities. After that, I went back to York and finished my fourth year of studies. And upon graduation, I was hired back into IBM, into IBM Global Business Services, where I am now working as a mobile solutions specialist, where I work on delivering mobile applications to IBM's clients. Our biggest, most recent application that we launched was Air Canada, Air Canada mobile application, which allows travelers to check their flight status, check into a flight, and then actually board the flight using their phone as an electronic boarding pass. So I've had a lot of opportunities to work on innovative projects at IBM, and I consider a lot of that, I owe a lot of that back to York and the TIP program here, which helped me get my internship and which naturally led into my full-time position at IBM.
What I was saying is we'll spend the next 20 minutes or so going over some questions that I have, and then we'll open it up for you to ask your questions. And then you have about 45 minutes for you to ask your individual questions through the networking part of this event. So maybe if you can track my time, because I have to go to the other side. So the first question is for the recruiters. What type of skills are you looking for in potential interns, and could you describe the priorities in terms of pre-screening those hundreds and hundreds of resumes that you can get? Whoever would like to go first.
Sure, I'll try that one. In terms of skills that we're looking for, I think that when you apply to any job, it's going to ask you for some basics, like C, C++, you know, whatever the skills might be. So it's important to have the majority of those skills, definitely, when you do apply to a job like that. And basically the way you see it is, you know, you're all pretty much, all things the same. You're sitting in the room, you know, you have your degree in front of you, as a lot of the other students in your classes will have the exact same thing. So what we look for, I mean, obviously, you know, you would have the technical skills, but we're looking for people with, you know, problem-solving skills, analytical skills, you know, people that are able to see the big picture. You know, also people that are really innovative, stuff like that. So when we look at somebody's resume, you know, we do look for these things that stand out, because aside from just putting your job, you know, or sorry, your, you know, your work experience, we're looking for, you know, if you have any past work experience, past work terms. A lot of students don't. So that's what we really heavily rely on, your extracurricular activities. I think that's a piece that just kind of fell off the resume somewhere down the line that a lot of people omit, but it's really important for us to see you as a student, you know, kind of the whole picture. So definitely we take a look at that. Something that's new with IBM as well is for any jobs that are 12 to 16 months or just 16 months, we do require you to take a general aptitude test. So this is definitely something, like, if you apply to the role, managers will look for your score. We're not sticklers for the scores, and we don't really care about your GPA, to be honest with you. Your GPA, I mean, as long as you're on good academic standing, then we consider you, but it's definitely something to include for sure.
So we're looking for things that we're looking for again. It's pretty similar. So we're generally looking for problem solving skills. That's number one. Number two, often what I look for, especially because we're almost a software focus, I like to see people that work on their own personal projects and just kind of things they've tried to tackle on their own. Because it shows a lot of interest inside of the initiative, areas of interest. In terms of general skills, again, most of those skills are really kind of general. So we really like to grow students into specific roles. So really, if you're a depth thinker, you can handle pressure. That's obviously kind of a long course of time, because we really want to throw you into a real work environment the way it really is. So you know, we'll try to find out, just you know, by talking to people and getting comfortable with interviews, just see how you perform. But you know, obviously with the exam is going to so I'll do that anyway. The other type of things that I like to look for is also just outgoing, and they actually can get along with other people that we're working with. That sort of loving, that you can be valued by going. But on your resumes, don't underestimate listing your own personal project. That's actually this kind of important. Another thing which I see you think you have to avoid is putting exaggerating skills, which is also common. Because when you're interviewed, it will come up.
I would say, you know, basically the same thing. We do look for a resume. We look for a transcript. When in doubt, it's always great to have a cover letter for sure. One kind of thing that we've been seeing lately is on the cover letter sometimes it'll be like, to whom it may concern at Apple. Make sure you have the right company name on the cover letters, because this is a common problem that we do see. Also with your resumes, try not to make them novels, because I find as a recruiter, when we go through it, you know, we're constantly searching through these paragraphs. It's nice if it's just bullet form, like these skills. Which is really great. And also in our application tool, it says, when did you start your education and when are you expected to graduate? I would say 40% of the people that fill it out put the graduation expected date to today's date, which actually can limit you in certain screening that gets done. So we currently manually screen this, but I know with many other employer websites, if you do put that your graduation date is February 10th, because it's today's date, then other companies may screen you out. Currently, we are doing this manually, so, but definitely something to consider.
Two questions. The first one is, what is the help you in getting hired after the internship?
If the company is hiring, you do an internship. There's no problem with any person,
for sure. So, I'd say similar things. While you're on your internship, look for opportunities to show your initiative and really highlight these skills. So, for instance, you may be given a job that may not highlight all your skills. Maybe you're just doing Java coding, but you also have skills in doing some, I don't know, managing servers or testing or something. So look for opportunities to help out in other areas to show your breadth and just to really highlight all your different skills. Also look for opportunities in the companies to get involved and meet more people outside of just your core team. So certainly in larger organizations, there's lots of opportunities to network across the organization. And certainly that was a big thing. I was working in software, but then transitioned over to GBS, and that was done through networking and attending some of the internal events that that IBM has.
And the second question is, what advice would you have for students, for them right now, to pursue that are in the process of pursuing an internship?
My first piece of advice would be resume. That's the first thing that recruiters see. Make sure you have a look at the job description and make sure you're covering everything that they're asking for. As recruiters mentioned, make sure, you know, if you're asking for transcript, make sure your transcript's in there. make sure your resume is well organized. Work with the TIP office and the workshops to make sure your resume is really in good shape. And then the second thing would be work on presenting yourself. So make sure you know your resume inside and out so that when you get into the interview situation and they ask you about some experience, if you're on presenting your resume, you're not shocked and looking for words to describe what you were doing on that project. You should know it inside and out and really be able to expand what's on your resume and highlight your skills.
It's the same thing. Resume is very important. At least spell check your resume as well before you send that. We've got a lot of people that have spelling mistakes, grammar mistakes. That's very important for your resume. The other thing is, if you really do not have the experience in something, don't mention it on your resume. Like if you put that you're 3 years of C++, you go into the interview and they ask you a simple memory allocation question and you don't know how to answer it, then it just shows, if you lie on the resume, it shows that you're not, I don't want to say you're not an honest person, but it just doesn't show something good. The other thing I would suggest for you guys to do is get a LinkedIn, linkedin.com. You'll find most of the recruiters are actually on LinkedIn. It's very important. It's actually the first thing they told us at the MBA program. You have to have your LinkedIn, the link to your LinkedIn on your resume, just under your name. And just also read the job description so that you can target the resume to a certain employer. Usually you don't have one resume that fits with every employer. It depends on the job you're applying to, the skills they need. And also always try to find someone in the company to talk to before you apply, because sometimes it's hard to spot someone with a good outfit.
Okay. Now it's open to you guys to fix
and
ask questions.
I'm just curious what everybody else has to say about the LinkedIn idea. Can I ask everybody?
Sure. And you don't all have to answer it, but whoever feels.
I said absolutely.
Yeah.
I personally, for the student co-op internship piece of it, I find the majority of students just don't have it because they're not confident in their part-time experience or extracurriculars to actually create one. I do know that our new graduate recruiters do take a look. And actually one of our new graduate recruiters is actually sitting with us. But definitely, it's better to have something out there. And it's also, some recruiters just contact you based on your LinkedIn without even applying, so it's definitely one way to get out there for sure.
Can I add to that question? Along those lines, how does your company use Facebook, if at all, in both recruiting for co-op and after?
I look at Facebook. So you've got to make sure it's not just on the
food thing. Is it not embarrassing yourself?
because a lot of employers are now looking, if a student applies or if a new grad applies, is using Facebook to kind of screen or do you do that? Is that something they need to be aware of so that they clean up their
I've heard of one manager that did that for a professional, more of an experienced hire. But it's not, I don't think this is common practice, at least at IBM. But I would, if you do have a Facebook profile, I think it's always a wise decision because while we might not, other employers definitely will. Some of the mentors at IBM will actually, if you go for, say, an interest interview, they might mention that to you. They might take a look at your resume, stuff like that. But it's always a good idea to try and keep, that piece private or your photo album private, stuff like that, just because you never know who's looking at it, right?
Yes. I have a question. This goes to all the panelists. If you could define one word that you're looking for in all of us future interns, what would that word be? Or that key value? Thanks.
I would say smart. It doesn't have to be way smart. You have a lot of students that don't have the highest grade, but they're still smart. And that usually shows in the interviews. It's a challenging job.
Maybe problem solving is the answer. Sometimes. somebody who take initiative and just figure out what's going on and do it.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. I think all those words are perfect. For us, I would say, you know, be innovative, you know, kind of leave. We're looking for people that will leave their mark on the job. You know, they can see the actual skills that are required to do the actual job, but then kind of go above and beyond and not necessarily follow status quo all the time.
I have a question for the TIP students. Would you be able to describe to us your first day at work or the first few days at work in terms of how you got to know everybody at work and actually started work?
First few days at work. What are the interns?
Well, within a week, you'll meet everyone at the company. You'll be working with a lot of students. A lot of our projects are within, they're shared between other teams. But the first day is, it'll be a shock. You'll go in, they'll load up your computer, and they'll give you a MPEG spec and how you read it. It's like 150 pages of very low level stuff. And everything you've tried to avoid at school, any course you've tried to avoid, you will show up. So you hate graphics, you'll see them. That's usually the case for me.
Yeah, so first day at IBM is a day orientation session in the morning. So all the interns, there's certain cycle points, so all the interns start on the same day. So all the interns are in the amphitheater, kind of a kickoff morning session, just to get you introduced to the company, you know, go over the organization structure, how things work. And then after that, just before lunch, your manager and your connection coach, who's somebody who's on the team that you're going to be working for, who's like assigned to you, I guess you'd say, partnering with you, to make sure that everything goes smoothly, getting you settled into the company, and making sure that your internship is enjoyable for you. So they usually come down and pick you up at lunch, they give it for lunch to like, the cafeteria on site, and and then after that, the afternoon you spend setting up your workstation, getting all your items that you need, and just getting settled in your team. So I would say it wasn't stressful at all. It was more exciting. So that's the first day.
Excellent.
I think I saw hand go up first, and then you, and then
Paul. Yeah, my question is to the recruiters. Besides the technical question, job-related question, what other kinds of questions do you ask in an interview?
Which I guess I'll answer. Some of our managers do just a basic technical interview just to see if you have the appropriate skills. But the majority of our interviews consist of the first half being technical, and then we follow a BBSI structured interview, which is behavioral-based structured interview, where we ask you questions about experiences you've had in the past, and the point of that is to see how you reacted in the past, so that can be the best predictor to show how you'll react, you know, say if we were to hire you on. So it's definitely prepared for both the behavioral-based as well as the technical. So.
I usually ask mostly technical questions. Just try to get a feel from the person later on when you ask them what type of things they need to do inside or outside of the school. They might be that they have interests that may actually apply to what we're doing in terms of involves semantic processes and so on. Some of that's working on some different kinds of bad things.
We had you.
This is for the former interns. Would you describe yourselves as heavily involved on campus, or like I'm just wondering what kind of extracurriculars you might have had?
Before I started working. I was the president of the engineering society. I was also the science and engineering counselor at the YFS, that's the student council for the university. So I was quite involved in social life. You have to show on your resume that you're
and also involved in that stuff. I'm not saying you would just show it on the resume, but if you get a resume for a technical person, full technical, chances are maybe he can't work with teams or.
Are there other ways you can maybe show that? Like if
you can volunteer outside school. It doesn't have to be a student council or school. Anything you do outside like school work, just mention it on your resume.
Outside of just campus, that you passive job experiences, if you can actively go out and search for jobs that give you technical experience, that's really valuable. That's something that I did working for someone as a web developer, and that's what I ended up being hired for. So that's definitely a huge good thing. So, and the way that I approached that was it was a small company back in my hometown, and I found that, and I just went in one day, so like, here I am, doing the skills, whatever. At first, they were like, no, we're really hiring interns or anything for a small company, and then I got called back because they said, actually, why didn't you come in? That's tough. So, and then that turned into 3 summers that I worked there.
I have a question for all the panel, because I've heard from a lot of people that went to internship and they say that doesn't matter what kind of job posting or the responsibility that was listed in the job posting, any intern initially will only be given as a responsibility as a tester only. Is that the case?
No, that's not. Sorry.
The question is, you may be hired for a software developer, but you always end up
being
tester.
Yeah, always start as a tester.
Most internship positions.
Yeah.
Beginning of us,
I would say definitely not. I didn't do any testing in my internship. I was responsible for managing the social networking site, so just maintaining the infrastructure and day to day operation of the site. I wasn't sitting in a dark room and testing anything. So, there are definitely lots of opportunities outside of test positions. There's no doubt that there are a lot of test positions for interns, but there are also a number of positions that aren't. Testing that give the skills that you get opportunities.
I wanted to follow up on that one. It's at least at our company, we'll not be given a testing position to start. We'll actually go into a real engineering job, and it proves to be not suitable to any of my people to do testing. So you always give them an opportunity to actually do engineering. Right now we have two interns in our position right now, both in the program as developers.
Maybe as an intern, I think it would be great if you talk a little bit about the value of doing testing within your companies. Because I think the perception is that students find it's very routine, they're not learned, and it's boring, and it's isolating. So maybe you can address some of those myths.
I would say testing is probably the fastest way to learn about the company. Maybe not so much if you're doing the internship for 4 months, you don't want to spend the first 2 months testing, get a month of development time. A lot of companies, whatever position you apply to as a full time, you'll actually be testing the first month or 2 just to get you up to speed with the whole product so that you know what type of company it is. And also, if you're interested in getting into like a product manager or any management position, you gotta go through the whole life cycle of the product. And testing is one of them. Because if you're a manager and there's a problem with whatever product you're doing, you gotta know the low level stuff to direct the engineering team sometimes. So it's an important role. So don't go with it as a
manager. I'm not technical, but I can tell you that we do have a healthy number of applications to the tester roles. I've actually heard very positive things from the students because we do actually actively go out. We meet with them, we ask them how their experience is. I mean, not all 500 plus, but you know, if there are any situations where your job seems to be a little bit mundane, then you can always get additional work. But it's always basically what the student makes of it, right? Like you can do the testing opportunities, but with any job, it might become old, right? So it's about finding the other opportunities within the company. But from what I hear, it's a great way to also show, you know, how innovative you are and really kind of think outside the box, make suggestions. So
yeah,
Yeah, certainly developers will appreciate if you go beyond just finding a defect and just writing the defect description and sending it to them. If you actually take a minute to think about what's causing this problem, if you can kind of give them, you know, a few hints at what you think the issue might be, then it's going to save them time. It's going to make them a lot happier because they're going to be able to fix the defect more quickly. So it's certainly not, you're certainly not just being a machine to go through and click things. It takes analytical skills and technical skills, and it's certainly a very valued position in any team, especially you know, in software group. You know, these are IBM's products. Testing is key. If we can just ship products without testing them, I think that would be quite an uproar from the customers because they definitely find all those defects. So it's a critical part of the development process.
Thank you very much. So one, then two. I just have a small question for the recruiters. Based on past interviews that you've had with the potentials, what would you say is the major do's and don'ts for the interview?
Know exactly what you've written in, and you can go with that on it, be prepared. Whatever's on you, you will be asked about it for certain things. So, should be accurate. You should have deeper knowledge on the shows. Even if you know something you don't know about, you think you would preface lines like familiar with or knowledge, some knowledge of something like that. Like, you don't have deep knowledge, so should you still have something about it. So when you put details down like that, so it's quite important because once you do the process, then you would definitely be questioned. On this thing, so it's appropriate to sort of not only let you know, but sometimes qualify what you're doing.
Yeah, definitely, and I completely agree with what was said. I guess the only thing I could add is, you know, communication skills. I think so many people it's easier said than done. Like, try not to be so nervous. But it's important that sometimes when people do get nervous, they lose the ability to speak. Definitely, it's a good idea to go over possible interview questions so you can kind of formulate answers in your head. Not that we want it to be rehearsed, but just to make sure that you do have good communication skills. And in terms of the questions that are being asked, always try and think of some of the students in behavioral-based structured interview questions will focus on negatives for the answer, but what we're trying to get out of the questions is how did you react in that situation and how did you make it better? So remember to look at that way as opposed to, you know, how did you work with a difficult person? Well, I just did all the work and told him to step to the side. You know, that's kind of, we're looking for your interpersonal skills, so really take the opportunity. If you don't find that the questions are really getting at your leadership skills, your interpersonal skills, take the opportunity to elaborate. We don't want to do all the talking, and in most cases, if it's a first-time manager that's interviewing, they're just as nervous as you are. So, don't feel bad just to add in those extras, because you're the best person to market yourself, so definitely.
Yeah, I have a question for all the panelists about the length of the internship. From what I've heard, the shorter internships, the 4 or 8 month ones, I heard that they're less than ideal because by the time you get settled in, you already have to leave. Is that true? Are the longer ones more complicated?
Yeah, I would agree with that. I can't say that I've ever done a 4 month internship, but maybe over like 12 months, it's exactly that. By the end of 4 months, that's when you're really settled in the company. That's when you really, everything's, you're really feeling that you're delivering value to the company and to your team. And so I think, you wouldn't want to just pick up and leave then, because that's when you're in a position to really show your value to your team and to really grow and get the best experience possible. So I would highly encourage doing the longer internship, the 8 or 12 or 16 month internships. It's one thing that I was considering, when I was doing applications and stuff, I was like, well, maybe it'd be cool to, a bunch of 4 month internships at different companies, but I think there is a lot of value in really getting yourself settled in one company and really learning about that company and really excelling in your role.
Yeah, I tend to agree with that. Like I said, the majority of our positions, I'd say 60-70% of them, are the 12 to 16 month internships.
The one advantage, I mean, you're going to get cool work regardless, right? But the one advantage of having a longer internship is that if we have a lot of really interesting projects coming down the pipeline, we'll be like, oh, well, we can't give it to Joe. He's only here for 4 months. But, you know, hey, Doug, would you be interested in getting in on this? I myself was an internship at IBM. I loved it so much. I decided I wanted to be the program owner. But honestly, I made some amazing connections because I was there for 16 months straight. I got to know the hiring managers really well, and I did my networking that way. Whereas the 4 month, you know, you kind of get in there and really into your work. That a lot of students, I think, overlook that networking piece because they're like, I have a project, I'm here for 4 months, I need to finish it. So, but either way, I think you'll get a great experience.
Yeah, I was talking to maybe a little longer is better simply because I can develop stronger connections with people there and some usually I think you want to come back. It's going to get a lot easier, but 4 months is still there. Yeah, well, we usually just even go with 4 months, but on the other hand, if the person's enthusiastic, we usually want to run back. So.
We'll take two more questions. I do want to make sure that you have an opportunity to do one-on-one networking. So, one at back and from Peter.
So given those answers regarding the length of term of the internship, where do you see the value in a co-op program as opposed to an internship? And why is co-op viewed as so desirable at some schools?
I think it's the values for the students, right? So they start off, if they do an internship after the second year, 4 months, then they kind of have an idea what to do, but not so much because the first 2 years, the courses you do one C++ programming or one C programming. But it actually helps the students when they go back to school because they'll see a lot of things. They'll learn a lot of things at work that they're going to repeat in school. They'll realize what's important, what's not important, so that if they come back after that, they have stronger skills. So I think it's more value to the students to do the 4 month internship.
I mean, from our perspective, in terms of the internship versus co-op, so IBM, you know, we use Lotus tools, right? So this is foreign to a lot of people when they come in. So to train them on our Lotus systems, to train them on all the tools, I mean, this does require some ramp-up time, right? So we're looking at the first month to kind of hit the ground running, and then you kind of move forward. So you really have 3 months where you're producing work for us, and then you go back to school, then we have another co-op join us. And again, ramp up for the first month, 3 months of work, and then they go back. So yes, from an employer's perspective, it's ideal to have an intern versus a co-op. However, there are just some jobs that are better suited towards co-op students. I also think the co-op program is great for students because it gives you an opportunity to test out different areas and really, you know, build your resume. So,
is that another question? Yes.
Me? Yeah. I have a question. When we're interns in your companies, we don't necessarily have all the knowledge. So my question is, how do you fast track us? How do you make us acquire knowledge as quickly as possible? It's like we have to give a lot too, but how do you give to us the interns? Like what tools or do you pair us up with an expert? I don't know. That's my question.
Every new grad, every new co-op, every new intern, we always match them up with a connections coach. That Damien was talking about, otherwise known as a buddy. And this person is accessible to you whenever you need it. So if you have any questions, concerns, you can address it with them. We have tons, literally thousands of online courses that are free at IBM where you can actually work on your skills, kind of develop that way. We also have something called a PBC, a Personal Business Commitments Form, where you and your manager discuss, to do your job, you need ABC. But you personally, if you want to develop, you know, XYZ, then this is also something really important. Let's put it on your PVC and let's work this year to help you develop and acquire those skills. Because definitely at IBM, you can come in with a certain skill set, but if you stop learning, you know, we become stagnant. And we're constantly growing as a business, so we encourage all of our employees, all of our students to keep learning. So.
Yeah, I would say with our students, generally when they come in, we're going to give you a task. It's beyond your ability. What we would expect is that you know how to do some research. You charge to find some answers yourself. Obviously, you're not going to find all the answers. You're going to have a lot of teammates. And all the teammates can actually answer a lot of questions for you that stuff in particular thing, or you don't know. You might not even know anything about a particular task you're doing. What I would do is just be able to assign a team member to work closely with one of the students and really sort of guide them on a day-to-day basis. Give them small tasks, demand progressively larger tasks. If they have questions, they can have any team member, but they take them to the principal the team that's social
Thank you very much for your time. I'd like to now close this part of the event so that you have an opportunity to ask your questions one-on-one.